The particular vulnerability is the deal that was made during their growing up between society and them. You keep quiet about your sexual orientation. You keep it strictly to yourself. Do not confront us with the awful reality of your difference, and we'll leave you alone.
I think the Deputy Prime Minister at one stage said, "Don't shove it in my face," I think was the expression he used during the marriage equality debate. So that was a reiteration of the deal.
Yes, exactly. And that is in the minds of most LGBTIQ people of my age and 20 years younger than my age. That is what they grew up with. So that as they get older, they have the disadvantage that often they don't have the same family arrangements. They've not been given the same rights to marriage and relationship recognition. They've had to live in isolation and in silence about their relationships, and therefore they internalise the feeling of less worth. So you can change the laws, but that doesn't do the trick. You've got to somehow have people in the aged care help area that will be aware of this particular problem and will be striving to overcome it.
Can you think of some examples of circumstances that an older LGBTQI person might face, perhaps in a nursing home or in any other situation where they're ageing, where because of the deal, they might end up with poorer health outcomes or in an abusive situation?
First, there would be a cohort of the older gay residents who are living with HIV. Now that is a treatable disease, and it's able to be done. But that will put them in situations of medical dependency and maybe difficulties of securing and keeping privacy, and that may endanger their health outcomes. But similarly, there are the difficulties of forming relationships, having relationships in aged care facilities, having relationships of affection and also sexual activity. I mean, this does happen. It's a shocking outcome for many middle-aged and younger people, but it does happen. I've always thought, sort of as a lawyer, that the fundamental basis of universal human rights is love, love for one another. Empathising enough with a person who is actually a stranger to you to understand they have their life, they have their needs, they have their feelings. And so I think the fundamental basis of universal human rights is love. And love is kindness to one another and love for one another. And so I think we need a little kindness and we need a little love and we need less judgmentalism and we need better empirical data and scientific data. We need more education in schools and in the community. And when we have all these things, things will get better.